Hey, we're back on Downtown at 16 after 4 o'clock. Time to talk some Maine Black Bear basketball. Our weekly visit with the head coach of the Bears, Richard Barron. Hello, Coach.
Rich, you got to solve this riddle for me. Was that Hot Love I heard in the background? What did I hear in the background there?
It was Donna Summer. I think it
Donna
was.
Donna Summer, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was Hot Love.
Hot Stuff, yes. Hot Stuff. There we go. Okay.
I get confused at the beginning of that, and I think it's Bad Girls. I'm not saying they sound a lot alike, but
I understand. That's a genre song.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing okay. Getting ready to see a basketball game in Maryland and watching, state playoff games in Maine, and headed down south for a day, and I'll be back up watching games back in Maine again tomorrow.
Well, let's talk about what's happened with the team. A couple of close losses in your last two games, but that's no moral victories at this point in the season. Let's talk first about what happened in the Lowell game.
Yeah, Lowell was really a disappointing effort. We felt like, especially going back and watching on film, we had so many chances. We missed 9 uncontested layups in that game. So that's 18 points of, easy baskets at the rim that we missed. And we felt like we should have been up by 20 at halftime and really let ourselves down. So that was, it was a disappointing effort. It was dispirited. We just didn't feel like we had good energy. I felt like all that was better with the Albany game at home. So we managed to turn that around. And at the same time, we didn't play with great execution, and we had some key turnovers, kind of, costly times, and they just kind of outshot us. They made 12 threes, we made 8, and that proved to be the difference in the game. We missed some open looks and turned the ball over on some, key possessions, but our competitive spirit was much better in that game.
Struggled, especially from three-point range in the second half of that Albany game. Overall, yeah. Was it a matter of shot selection or just execution?
Yeah, no, I think it was just making the shots, and they made a couple of even the way the game went, we had opportunities there, and it was a 1-point game, and they shot an air ball, a contested shot. Air balls are hard to rebound, you're just not expecting the ball not to carry them, and so it kind of landed in somebody's lap. They kicked it right back out for a 3 and made the second shot. And that was kind of a dagger. So we were right there again with Albany. It was one of the top teams. And you're right, there's no moral victories. I think there is a moral reality, though, right?
Right.
You have to say that we are within striking distance. That may be an improvement. But it's not satisfying, at least not to me right now. I expect this to be better. And I hold a lot of that responsibility. I've got to find a way to help these guys be better. And we've had this conversation before, and I mean it sincerely. It's everybody on our team, me, the staff, the players, we all look back in hindsight with 20/20 vision, like most people do, right? We're clear-eyed about the mistakes we made, and we wish we hadn't made them, and we promise to do better the next time, but if you can't figure out a way to apply that knowledge somehow in the moment, then you're doomed to repeat it. And that's where we are right now. We're just struggling to try to figure out a way to capitalize on what we've learned from the past.
Well, you get an opportunity to do that this weekend on the road against a Stony Brook team that beat you last time out 73-52. What did you learn from that game that you can use this weekend?
Well, you can't give up a 19-0 run in a 2.5-minute period. That was the second half against them. It was a very competitive game. I think it was a 2-possession game in the second half. We had the ball and turned the ball over. It led to a dunk, and then we turned it over again, and they made a 3, and then we turned it over again, didn't cross half court with it, and they made another 3. And so all of a sudden, boom, the game seems out of reach in a matter of seconds. And then not only did we give up that run, but we didn't respond after that timeout. Yes, we called timeout to try to stop the bleeding. The tourniquet didn't hold, and we gave up even a bigger run and went to 19-0 run at that point. They're very athletic. They're streaky shooters. You've got to execute against them, but you know, I think everybody in our league is beatable. I think we've proven that we can play with anybody in our league. But there's a difference between playing with and beating, and we've got to get over that hump and finish out, close out a game.
As you get down the stretch and you look toward the postseason, are there a couple of things that you're confident that your team will do well against whoever they face in a playoff game?
Honestly, right now, what I'm trying to figure out is how do I position us to have the right sort of energy going into the postseason, right? How do we shift momentum? Because, you know, regardless of everybody's intentions, there's no question that the disappointment of close losses and, you know, some form of underperformance, right, takes its toll. So everybody's, you know, just kind of dragging from that, even if they know that's counterproductive, even if they know that the only way to, you know, get yourself out of it is to have a positive mental attitude. So for me, how do I create that intensity without so much criticism that I just perpetuate the problem, right? So we've got to have enough, you know, holding guys accountable to drive them, to force them into playing well, or to create an energy, you know, that's just optimistic and enthusiastic just by showing up. I mean, just you walk in the gym and you rub somebody's head and you slap them on the back and say, hey, how you doing? And, you know, all of a sudden they feel a little bit better about themselves because they were worried about how you felt about them after the last game, you know, those sort of things. So honestly, that's where I'm spending most of my time, is trying to figure out where the energy of our team is. And there's no easy answer to that because it's a collection of individuals. It's not just one, you know, monolith there. We've got to find a group of guys and how to reach all of them at the same time.
Big picture, Coach, and long-term, is there, you know, this is your second year, but a long association as the women's coach as well, and you know the university and the lay of the land. Is there any doubt in your mind that if you get this team to where you want it to be, that this will become the hottest ticket on campus? We look at what's going on at three venues around the state of Maine with high school basketball. You still believe that when you get this team to where you want them to be, that fans are going to show up?
Absolutely. And some of them are showing up now.
Right.
And the ones that are great. They're appreciative and they're encouraging us. They're encouraging me. They're letting me know that they appreciate, you know, the improvement that they see. But I can't be complacent with that. It's just not in my nature. It's not who I am. At the same time, I can't ignore it either. I have to acknowledge that we are getting better, and we do have some good young players who are, you know, learning on the job. And so, yes, I have great confidence in our ability to eventually get there. It's never as fast as I'd like. And I always, you know, say, is there a way I could have done something better? But at the same time, I do think that, you know, we're setting standards and expectations that will lead us to, you know, eventually a conference championship. And that's what we're all trying and striving for. I do think it's possible. I do think it's a realistic possibility. I also think, you know, there's some good young players in the state, and I can't obviously talk specific recruiting and stuff, but I've got a son who plays, middle school basketball and travel ball, and I see some talented kids around the state when I watch him play, and I think there's a future out there for Maine basketball, even with some in-state kids. So I'm really, like I said, very optimistic about the future. I appreciate you asking the question because it gives me a chance to talk about that, you know? And even though we get kind of bogged down in the narrow losses right now, we're not that far off. And who knows, it may be somebody in our backyard who's going to be the one who gets to play Moses and take us to the promised land.
Well, and let's remember, too, it didn't happen overnight with the women's program when you took over.
No, it didn't. And sometimes you don't know. I was having a conversation with somebody at a state tournament game recently about Siggy Kreutzer, and I went to watch Siggy play for Millinocket, and she was playing against Searsport, and it was a game that just, it was a struggle to watch, to be honest, because, it was really hard to see where she might be able to contribute to our program, right? So we had that great freshman class. We had, you know, the Liz Woods and Lauren Bodines and, you know, Sophie Wexstrom, Michaela Gustafson, all those kids were already on the team. And I'm watching Siggy play, and it's really hard to kind of envision how she could be. She's clearly the best player on the floor. And I was resisted taking her for a long time because I just wasn't sure she was good enough. And doggone it, that kid was the best kid on the team for freshman year, you know? And so I can admit that I missed on that one. I mean, or maybe I finally got it right, but I was slow in pulling the trigger. But I also saw, Maddie McVicker or Brees Rosignol and was kind of right on forecasting, hey, these are good players. It's just going to take a couple of years for them to get to where they're good enough for us. And they need to practice.
Well, we always appreciate your insight going beyond just the game, but looking at the big picture. We wish you luck, safe travels as you continue to recruit, and good luck this weekend against Stony Brook. We'll visit with you again next Tuesday.
Hey, thank you so much. Look forward to getting back. Are you guys getting snow up there, by the way?
Yeah, we're getting a little spitting right now. I think we're looking at maybe an inch or two before all is said and done tonight.
That's not as bad as I thought.
No, you'll okay. be okay.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Rich.
You bet. Bye-bye now. That's our Richard Barron, Maine men's basketball coach. Our weekly visits, our Black Bear reports, are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.